Well, good afternoon.
The work I'd like to talk about is mostly the PhD work of a former student, Peng Zhang, and this work was initiated by Yiwa Chen, a former postdoc in my lab. So most petunia cultivars are propagated, or not most, but many petunia cultivars are propagated vegetatively. And these include cultivars in the Serfinia, Supertunia, and Potunia series. The reason why this gentleman is wearing gloves in this picture is to prevent the spread of pathogens in this large commercial facility. And that's because petunia propagation has been found to expose petunia to certain plant diseases, including powdery mildew and podi viruses such as Protovirus Y and petunia flower mottle virus. There are other pathogens of petunia, but these two are interesting because both powdery mildew and podi viruses require plant proteins to infect plants. For example, powdery mildew requires the protein MLO to infect plants, and podi viruses require the translation initiation factor EIF4E to establish infection. Both of these genes both of these proteins are encoded by what are called susceptibility genes. And there's other examples of susceptibility genes. It's been found that the mutation of susceptibility genes can provide disease resistance. This has become a mechanism of disease resistance in a number of in crop plants such as barley, pepper, tomato, and pea, where the either induced mutations or natural mutations of MLO have led to resistance to powdery mildew, and again, either natural or induced mutations in EIF4E have led to resistance to podi viruses. So we were curious whether we could get disease resistance in petunia by knocking out susceptibility genes. So our research objectives were to determine the gene sequence of petunia MLO, then to knock out MLO through RNAi and tilling. And this afternoon I will just discuss the RNAi approach, and I will say something about the tilling at the end of this talk. And then finally, we wanted to see what the effect of MLO loss was on powdery mildew infection and on plant growth. So when we started this work, the petunia genome sequence was not available, so we screened an EST libraries developed in David Clark's lab, and we screened these with a tomato MLO1, and we identified ESTs that had high homology to tomato MLO1, then used these to develop PCR primers and clone the petunia genomic sequence through PCR. The petunia MLO gene is about roughly twice the size of that of a barley and Arabidopsis, and that's mostly due to these two large introns that it has. We compared the predicted amino acid sequence of the petunia MLO1 with MLOs from tomato, Arabidopsis, and barley. MLO is a 7 transmembrane protein, and you can see that here. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 transmembrane motifs. There's also a camogulin binding site, and the petunia MLO gene has about 91% similarity to the tomato MLO1. MLO belongs to a medium-sized gene family. There are 17 members of MLO in tomato, but only one of these members is involved in powdery mildew resistance. So we compared the petunia MLO with MLO family members from various plants, and we were pleased to find that this is petunia MLO1, and it clustered with the tomato MLO1 and which is involved in powdery mildew resistance, and also a pepper, MLO2, which was also has been found to be involved in powdery mildew, in this case, usually it's sensitivity. So we were fairly convinced that we'd found the right MLO gene. So then we went about trying to knock this gene out. And to do that, we took a small piece from the 3' end of the gene and put it in a construct in a sense direction and an anti-sex direction with a small fragment of GUS between them. And when this gene's expressed, the RNA should loop out, make a double-stranded RNA, and then be silenced, the RNA of this gene through gene silencing mechanism. So we introduced this construct into the petunia variety Mitchell, and we also used an empty vector control. We recovered several plants. We then propagated these T0 plants by cuttings. So we then wanted to see whether what we had done to MLO, whether we had knocked down expression or not. So we isolated RNA from leaves. Then we measured MLO expression by RT-PCR using the elongation factor 1 alpha as a reference gene. And what this plot shows here is that four of the transgenic plants, 9, 8, 3, and 2, had significantly lower expression of MLO1. Well, there were also five that did not. We eventually lost the plant that had the lowest expression of MLO1, and in fact, we could never completely knock out this gene. So now that we had plants that had reduced MLO1, we wanted to see what the effect of that was on powdery mildew infection. So we obtained a powdery mildew that infects petunia, Protospira xanthi, and maintain this stock on plants. To do the infection experiment, we inoculated leaves with a 10 microliter suspension of conidia. So that would be roughly about 1,000 conidia in a small drop. And we then measured the infection area every 2 days for 16 days. And conducted this experiment twice. So what we found was that three of these plants, RNA plant number 3, number 8, and number 2, had reduced infection. And these were, this is the expression, MLO expression data I showed just a minute ago. These were the same plants that had reduced MLO expression. 3, 8, and 2, and of course we lost plant number 9. In plants 3, 8, and 2, there we also saw delayed infection. Normally in the controls, we would see infection after about a week. In these plants, in these transgenic plants with reduced MLO, we saw an infection start 2 to 4 days later. The next thing we want to know is whether this RNAi was stable in the progeny of the transgenics. And to do that, we self-fertilized all the transgenics and their controls, and we analyzed 10 progeny from each of the transgenic families for PMLO expression and powdery mildew resistance. In green here are is the relative abundance of MLO expression in the controls, both the transgenic control and the non-transformed control. This blue line shows the expression of MLO1 in the T0 parent plant, and then we saw reduced expression in a number of the progeny, but not all of them. Looking at powdery mildew infection in the plants that had reduced expression, we saw reduced infection by about 50%. So again, in these, this is just the progeny of one line that I'm using as an example. This is the line 2. Again, we could reduce powdery mildew expression by roughly half. We're also seeing a reduction in infection size by approximately 50%. So when we were producing these progeny, we noticed there was something odd going on, and that was in the controls, we were getting roughly 200 seeds per pod, but in the transgenics, particularly the ones with the lower MLO expression, we were getting much lower, about half as much, half as many seeds per pod. Although in this number 3 plant, we had about the same number of seeds, but we had a very difficult time getting these seeds to germinate from this particular line. The germination frequency in the controls was nearly 90, well, around 90%. In line 3, it was roughly 20-25%. This is line 2, and it was around 70, and the same is true for line 8. Those plants really never grew out of that either. This is this shows the height of these plants up to about a month and a half after sowing, and this is line 3. This is line 2, and these plants showed reduced growth. And plant number 8 is almost the same height. This is it here. It's not quite as tall as the controls, but it also shows slightly delayed growth. So, in conclusion then, we obtained the sequence for the correct MLO ortholog and petunia. We found that PMLO expression could be knocked down in the RNAi plants. Knockdown of petunia MLO1 expression reduced powdery mildew infection. We never could get a complete knockout, and we never could get a complete reduction of infection either. But we also noticed that the knockdown of MLO1 affected seed production, it affected germination rate and plant growth. And this has not been noticed before, that in barley there's a slight growth penalty for having MLO absent. It's compensates by its resistance to powdery mildew. But in tomato, in pepper, there really is no effect of MLO absence on growth. So this is somewhat unusual. It's really not known what the function of MLO1 is, and so this might be an opportunity to explore further what this gene does. So briefly, just to acknowledge, Peng Zhang and Yan Chen did most of the work, and they were supported by the Horticulture Department and the Institute of Plant Breeding, Genetics and Genomics at UGA, and Dave Clark's lab provided the EST database and some of the constructs that we used to do this work. Thank you.
We have time for a couple questions?
Yes.
Some crops, there are multiple copies of MLO, but things like you found just a single copy in petunia. Can you be sure that there are not multiple copies of MLO in petunia?
Okay, yeah. So the question was, are there other family members of MLO in petunia? And the answer is yes. We did find some other ones. We were interested in the one that was involved in powdery mildew resistance. We found 3 or 4 others. This work would be so much easier to do if we had the genome sequence, and so we just kept dragging our feet, hoping that would come out. So that's the reason. We just want to make sure that we had the right one, but you're right, there are others. Yes?
I just wondered, because it looked like the powdery mildew infection was less with successive generations, are you getting silencing? Transmembrane protein is a really important part of signaling and development. By trying to knock it down, it might be that you can't get viable seeds, you can't get good growth and in successive generations, if it's such a critical protein, it might be silenced in your, you know, in the T2, which you're not even probably, are you homozygous at that stage?
Some plants would be, yes.
It looks pretty dramatic, like it's almost expired.
Well, let's see. So the question was, how stable, again, is the RNAi, is it being silenced? And there may be some of that going on. We had some progeny that did not show reduction in MLO at all, expression at all. But then many of the progeny had about the same level of expression of MLO1 as the parent plant. And the same was true for the degree of infection also. So at least through that first generation, there didn't seem to be that much of a reduction.
Okay.